And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep all day.
It is The Savage Nation. What would your Monday be like without me? Could you get through a week if I didn't have Blue Monday, you didn't have Rock and Roll Friday, Curry Tuesday, Twisted Thursday? I mean, I'm part of the geography of your mind. I understand that. But you know what? The news is so bad tonight. America is so stabbed in the heart, and we have no chance. It's over. It's over. They're not even hiding it anymore. Wait till I tell you the news. Some of you know it. Some of you don't know it. We now know that we have not even a shred of democracy. We now know that there's no separation of powers between the executive, the judicial, the legislative. It is one seamless division of corporate America. But since I'm not ready to give you the news, I think I want to hear a little Frank Sinatra. Let's play Strangers in the Night.
Strangers in the night. Exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes.
Okay, you see, the thing is, this is part of the romantic past of America. Frank Sinatra was once part of America's psychological, mental, romantic landscape. There's no romance anymore. Girls gone wild. Now it's sexting. No romance. Like fornicating minks in a tunnel of lust. That's all that's left. There's nothing left. We become mere animals. Mere animals. Fornicating minks in a tunnel of lust. There's no room for strangers in the night. There's no room for lyrics like this. And now the good news. Are you ready for this? In Arizona, the people had enough of the Mexicans running over the border with drugs, eating their schools alive like locusts, breaking their hospitals over their knees. So they passed a law requiring evidence of citizenship when they voted. U.S. Supreme Court threw that out today. They said drop dead to Arizona. So this is a proof of citizenship law, which, by the way, is a requirement in every European country. Here's the irony. The liberal EU requires proof of citizenship in order to vote in countries. But here in America, the illegitimate Supreme Court overrode states' rights and said, drop dead, you have no right to look for citizenship. 7-2 now. This was not a split decision. 7-2. So what does this mean to you? It means the country is over for at least 100 years. Now, let me explain why I say it. I'm not given to hyperbole, as you well know. Actually, at the end of the day, I'm quite a rationalist, as you well know, highly educated. And I have to establish my credentials over and over again because many of you don't know who I really am. And it's easy to turn me into Archie Bunker or a truck driver, which is nothing wrong with Archie or a truck driver. I'll accept that as well. I really don't care. Most Archie Bunkers I know have more decency as human beings than many others. Let's put it that way. It varies. I know this. I know this for a fact. New York was a Democrat stronghold for 100 years. It was run by Tammany Hall out of New York City. It was the most corrupt city in the world. It was worse than any other city in the world on earth. The Democrats ran everything out of a building called Tammany Hall where patronage jobs were given out, etc. And it was a one-party system for 100 years. And it only ended when a Republican named Fiorello LaGuardia, a populist Republican, beloved by all because he was an honest man who didn't steal any money, became mayor. He cleaned up Tammany Hall, and that was the end of the Tammany Hall control over New York City. But for 100 years, the city was controlled by one party. Now, what does it have to do with today? Well, let me explain how that happened. That happened because New York was being flooded with Eastern European immigrants, Italians, Irish, Jews, Poles, Czechs. They came in the floods by millions. And the demagogues were quick to understand that if they spoke a little Gaelic or they spoke a little Yiddish or they threw in an Italian word here and a little graft there, here's some graft, there's some graft, everywhere some graft, graft, they could control the city forever. And they did. through Tammany Hall. So the Italians, Irish, Jews, and others voted only Democrat. Only Democrat. There was no such thing as a Republican. What's happening now with the Hispanics, primarily those from Mexico, is they're replacing the Eastern European immigrant. And that system of corruption, graft, exploitation of the poor is going to now escalate to a level you cannot understand, not even comprehend, rather. So the question now before the American people is, what do we do? The answer is you can do nothing, because the Supreme Court ruled. The dunces on the Supreme Court went along with the illegitimate Democrat Socialist Party, which does the bidding of the international corporations who want the cheap labor, who want the cheap votes, who want to manipulate the people, whatever. And so proof of voter citizenship law thrown out by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, I own this topic. Nobody in the media owns this topic more than Michael Savage. Others have, you know, jumped in, as they should. God bless them. It's a big topic. But I want to prove to you tonight that I've been on this topic from the day I started in radio. You know what I did for you tonight, wherever you're listening? I went back into my archives. I had my staff look up my archives. I'm meticulous in controlling my archives. We found pieces that I did that are short, a minute here, a minute there. I'm going to play one for you now from 4/23/2001, and that wasn't the first time I talked about immigration. Nobody in radio was touching this subject when I was all over it. Listen to clip one. You know, there's an interesting trend going on. I know several people have moved out of the West Coast to move east, if you can believe it. They're leaving the West Coast. It's become a third world cesspool in the major cities. It's a third world cesspool. And don't tell me that all immigrants are equal. Don't tell me that, because I know it's a big lie. And when my father came over here, and my grandfather, they didn't throw their furniture out of the window. But now the bums, they get free welfare. So you give them furniture they don't like, they throw it out of the fire escape. And they threaten to sue the social worker. Me, immigrant, you racist, I sue ACLU. That's all. They know it from day one. When your father came over, or your grandfather, they had to be clean. They couldn't have been criminals. They had to have a support system. They had to have a job waiting or someone to support them. Not anymore. How are you going to build a Democratic vote base amongst taxpayers? You can't. So what you have to do is import people on welfare. They could become instant voters for Tom Daschle and Al Corleone. I not only want to stop the flood of immigrants into America, I want to deport the illegal aliens who are here. Why? Because they're illegal, they're criminals, and they don't belong here. 25% to 28% of the immigrants in our prisons are illegal aliens. Now, why should we be taking care of them? Why are we spending hundreds of millions of dollars a year in every state housing and feeding and clothing and educating and medicating prisoners from other countries when they've committed felonies? Because we're crazy, and because we're a soft underbelly socialist liberal nation, which has to be ended in this country if we're to survive and go forward. Okay, stop right there. That was from April 23rd, 2001, on The Savage Show. Sounds like my voice hasn't changed at all, has it? I mean, I haven't become an adolescent. I haven't gone backwards, and my voice hasn't become squeaky. I don't sound like Frito. I was the same man, same problem, only it got worse. In fact, it's now over. The Supreme Court just said to any state that wants to enact voter ID laws, you know what? Drop dead. We want illegal aliens to vote. Now, why would a Supreme Court do that? Well, I'll ask you this question. Here's another little story. I told you it's Blue Monday. I don't know if you can handle it. U.S. to buy Russian helicopters for Afghanistan. I did a triple take. The so-called Pentagon said on Monday we'll spend $572 million to buy 30 Russian-built military helicopters to give to Afghan security forces. Can anyone explain to me why Sikorsky helicopters are not being used? Can anyone explain to me why the criminals in the Defense Department who have been spying on you, who have been doing everything they can to undermine any general who stood up to Obama, why would they buy MI-17 helicopters from Russia when this country is bankrupt and can use the work and the workers could use the jobs? Did you know a year ago the so-called Defense Department purchased 12 of the MI-17 aircraft from Rosenborg on export for $217 million as part of a larger contract originating in 2011. So what I'm saying to you is what you have is a gang running America, and they're running amok. You have government anarchy at every level. They answer to nobody except their bosses. They tell the people drop dead. So we don't have even a mock democracy. There's not even a scintilla of a mock democracy. There's nothing left in the country that even has a semblance of a nation where the people's voice counts. Can anyone listening to this program, whether you're in Ellenville, New York, San Francisco, Marin County, Los Angeles, do I have to name every town I'm in, every city, every ville? I don't have to name them. Is there anyone listening to this show who could tell me that they are represented by a congressperson who will listen to them and do what they need done, whether it be individually or collectively? Can anyone listening to this show tell me that Congress has not been hollowed out under Obama into nothing but a group of lobbyists and low-paid lobbyists at that? So, yeah, the news is pretty terrible, and I'm not going to agitate over it. In fact, going forward on the show tonight and from now on, I am going to tell you that the only thing left is to figure out how to live with this disaster, how to live through it all. Because believe it or not, other nations have been overrun by immigrants before, and they didn't exactly survive. Most of them deteriorated and degenerated, incidentally, especially when there were masses of uneducated individuals unwilling to learn the language of the land or to pledge loyalty to the land. Those nations disappeared. We have become, in essence, Mexico North, and what is going on in Mexico will be going on in your town. Police will be hung from lampposts. Mark my words, 10 years from now, the police will be corrupted. The police will be killed. There'll be wholesale kidnapping, wholesale slaughter in this country, all because of the biggest fraud in the country, who is Rubio. Rubio is a chameleon, a fraud, a fraudster, a trickster, and a con man. And I've said it from day one. And how Rush and his followers can repeat that Rubio is our best hope shows you who they are. Play the Spanish words for Rubio, one after the other. Go ahead, all of them.
Idiota. El impostor, la serpiente, camaleón.
That's all. So all we've got left now is ridicule. Let me explain that to you. In other times, in other places, in other countries, the people had no rights to begin with. Before America, the people had no rights. So what happened was you had brilliant men like me, my antecedents, writers, poets, playwrights, who wrote things to ridicule the leadership, whether they be a king or a duke. And depending upon the level of despotism, they had to do it somewhat openly or somewhat casually. All we've got left is ridicule. And what you have to do is understand, never look at Schumer with a straight face. Ridicule him when you're near him. Ridicule when you say his name. Never say Boehner without spitting on the word. Ridicule is all we have left. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. In recent weeks, the IRS has admitted to unlawfully targeting conservative groups and trying to silence the president's critics. This is wrong, a chilling abuse of power. It needs to be fully investigated and those involved must be held accountable. But we also need to make sure it never happens again. It's time to abolish the IRS. We need to get rid of the army of IRS agents trying to police every aspect of our lives. No more discrimination, no more intimidation, and no IRS enforcement of Obamacare. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and that protects our freedoms. I'm working to lead this effort in the U.S. Senate, and I hope you will join me by calling today.
Join Ted Cruz and help him fight back against the IRS. Please call toll-free 1-800-655-3707 to sign the official petition to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Call 1-800-655-3707 to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Days of O traffic, westbound 580 North 1st in Livermore. Have a stalled U-Haul truck. It's got the right lane blocked. Accident in Berkeley, eastbound 80 University Avenue. Couple of cars. That one should be off to the right side. Mountain View, northbound 101 at Shoreline. Two-car crash. Second lane from the left is blocked. Traffic backing up behind it. A northbound 101 will also be slow in Redwood City. Woodside Road up towards Highway 92. Upper deck slow into San Francisco. Giants game tonight. I'm Dave Fowkes. South Talk 560 KSFO.
How does Arizona get to be the leader of the other 49? By creating the country's most competitive business environment.
Named a best state for business, Arizona is tempting California companies like never before.
With unmatched job growth and an unbeatable quality of life.
Corporate giants Intel, Avnet, and Boeing are thriving in Arizona.
Because when it comes to success,
Arizona's aggressive pro-business legislation mean record relocations.
Arizona is all business. Join us at ArizonaKnowHow.com.
Here's another mortgage tip from Cash Call. Some lenders like to advertise lower than market rates because their salespeople know how to upsell you once you're on the phone. How do you spot this trick? First, by law, lenders must quote a rate and APR, and the bigger the gap between the rate and the APR, the more closing costs you pay. Even a 0.25% difference can mean thousands in costs. Second, some lenders will quote a super low rate, but not mention the term, hoping you'll think it's a 30-year rate, not the 10-year rate it actually is. At Cash Call, today's 30-year rate and APR is 3.875%. Simple, no closing costs and no nonsense, because our salespeople aren't that slick. So apply with Cash Call now at 866-590-CASH. And if you find a lower rate somewhere else, cancel with us at no cost or obligation. That's 866-590-CASH.
Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rate subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for restrictions. Loans made pursuant to the Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License, NMLS 3512.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Weekdays at noon.
But there is a cost to this kind of campaign. They said anything they needed to say to win.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I wouldn't be proud of winning that way.
El fraude, idiota, el impostor, la serpiente, camaleón.
95-96% of the bill is in perfect shape and ready to go, but there are elements that need to be improved. This is how the legislative process is supposed to work. You offer an idea, you get public input, and the input of your
you
other colleagues
you.
From these criticisms or
you
observations come out new ideas
Aaron
about
boy.
How to make it better.
You
and
errand boy, you.
Where
they
Those
dig you up at an ice cream shop?
And we have the opportunity to
Look at
do
him.
That now.
Sounds
in
like a teenager they found in a high school.
Element.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
El fraude.
Camillo. Fraude.
Idiota.
Idiota.
El impostor.
El impostor, yeah. Okay, well, that's what we got left.
La serpiente.
Oh, thank you very much. I wasn't finished. Now, as I said to you, all we've got left is ridicule. I intend to heap scorn upon these bums on every show. Why? Because it's still legal. It won't be. Oh, no. No, no. They're going to soon outlaw scorn and ridicule because we're moving into a fascist dictatorship in the country, as sure as I'm sitting here. Why? Because the head of the snake is Obama, who is by nature a dictator. And he's gotten away with everything he's tried to do so far without exception. He's about to get away with the greatest destruction of America, which is granting amnesty to 30 to 50 million illegal aliens. It will be the end of everything you know as you know it. The hospitals will be finished. The schools will be decimated. There'll be nothing left. So all we have is satire and scorn. And as John Dryden wrote way back in 1681, and he was a satirist, Dryden, but it was a time when you could be disemboweled for satire. You could be quartered for satire. So he had to be clever about it. So Dryden wrote, "The true end of satire is the amendment of vice by correction. And he who writes honestly is no more an enemy to the offender than the physician to the patient when he prescribes harsh remedies to an inveterate disease." John Dryden, 1681. Okay? So why am I reading that to you? Because we're going to use satire, we're going to use sarcasm, we're going to use scorn to tell you who these liars are. Just calling him liar isn't enough. You have to heap scorn on the Rubios, on the Boehners, on the Schumers, on the Obamas. You must scorn them. You must ridicule them. It's all we've got left. It's our only power. And you say, well, what can you achieve by that? Can you shame them out of office? No, I doubt it. But at least maybe you won't have a heart attack. That's all. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. I need another Frank Sinatra song, or I'm going to go home and write of human bondage. I won't even read it. I will write of human bondage at the end of the show. I'll rewrite a new version of a human bondage.
In the springtime.
What's this one? I love the arrangement.
I love Paris.
No, I don't want to hear about Paris. Turn it off. I don't love Paris. I don't want to go to Paris. Paris is just hot and filled with French. Paris wouldn't be bad if there were no French people there. I could see going to Paris, but their attitudes are so warped, there's no point in going to Paris. Oh, who can take their false accents and their supercilious, aristocratic nonsense? What am I? Am I finished another break already? All right, so the show's flying by. What can I do? Let's see. Your Defense Department is giving a contract for helicopters to not Boeing, not Sikorsky, but to Russia. Your Supreme Court just said, if you want to have voter ID, drop dead, you're not an American. Only non-Americans are real Americans. Only non-citizens shall vote. What do you want me to do, sing tonight?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox, Southside 560 KSFO. Taking a look at traffic. Eastbound 80 past North X Street in Fairfield. Have a fire being reported in the center divide there. Westbound 580 past 1st Street, Livermore. Right lane block, stalled truck. And northbound 101 connected to westbound 92 in San Mateo. Have a stall there blocking one of the lanes on the ramp as well. Eastbound 80 University Avenue in Berkeley. Have a crash. Everything's off to the right shoulder. Slow traffic in the South Bay. Southbound 101. Lawrence Expressway down to Oakland Road. On the peninsula, northbound 101 slows from about Rengsdorf up to University. Slow again, Woodside Road to Highway 92. Extra slow because of earlier problems. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by the San Jose Sabercats. Don't miss San Jose Sabercats football this Saturday, June 22nd at 7:30 against the Arizona Rattlers at HP Pavilion. It's Military Appreciation Night. Free camouflage bandanas to the first 1,000 fans. Go to thesanjosesabercats.com.
During these tough economic times, the best way to provide for your future and live your dreams may be a reverse mortgage.
Reverse mortgages are special government-backed programs for homeowners who meet three criteria. You must be 62 years old, live in your home, and not be delinquent on any federal debt. That's it. No credit checks and no income verification is required. With a reverse mortgage, you live in your home as long as you want. And instead of paying money, you receive money every month. Or you can take a lump sum payment. And the money you receive is tax-free. Reverse mortgages are regulated by the federal government through HUD and insured through the FHA. But these programs are limited, and you must call now for a free qualification. Call 800-337-3974. It's never been so easy to change your life with one phone call. 800-337-3974. That's 800-337-3974.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 10 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 10 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 10 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 10 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 10 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 10 years, one entire decade, till the year 2023. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 10 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 10 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows when you call now. 877-370-5779. Call for details.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service, something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 877-370-5779. That's 877-370-5779.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
On the next morning show, we promise not to get you too ticked off on a Tuesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the ladies 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
America, the land of illegal immigrants. America, the land of no law. America, where the illegitimate, corrupt Democrat machine rules by authoritarian might. America, the once great America, where the Statue of Liberty has been raped and is crying in the middle of New York City. Yeah, America. All destroyed under Obama the Destroyer. Now, you ask yourself, if Obama was alone on this, it wouldn't be happening. But he isn't alone on it. Don't you understand that? You could blame Obama up to a point. But if there was a vigorous opposition party, there'd be a vigorous debate. But you don't have a vigorous debate. Instead, you have a fake Republican Party. They found a boy in Florida somewhere who was selling ice cream in the streets and made him a senator because he was of Cuban descent. And now he's up there like a genius. Oh, Senator Rubio, like the next president of the United States. Marco Rubio, hey! You hear him talking, you know he's full of crap. He's full of beans. You know he doesn't know what he's talking about, and he's a comedian, a liar, a deceiver of the lowest order in my estimation. How can anyone have faith in that guy? So, what can I say to you? Now the Supreme Court rules Arizona had no right to put in a voter ID law. How can anyone listening to this show not agree that every state has the right to enact voter ID laws? As a matter of fact, you say you're a liberal, right? Well, how come it is in Europe? Liberal Europe, they all have voter ID requirements in order to vote. How is it possible that in liberal European nations you must have voter ID, but not in the US of A? How is that possible? Because the people are dumb here. drug addicts, sex addicts, and dumb as can be. They don't know what's going on. Fat and happy, stupid, stuffed with checks from the government. Stuffed with checks from the government like animals walking in the gutter. 500-pounders, 400-pounders, 300-pounders, sluts, morons, junkies. Welcome to the Nino Rota Show. Play some of the Nina Rota music, guys, if you have that old Fellini music that I love so much. Because I see the whole thing now emerging into a new way, like a kaleidoscopic nightmare, the whole thing. See, I'm not going to roll over to this. I'm going to live here one way or the other. I'm not leaving my country. What is this? Ah. Okay, that's a little too mime-ish. That's a little too on the mime with the face paint. No, don't want it. That's not the one I want. Later you'll get a better one. Okay, whatever. No, that's The Godfather. Yes, it's Nino Rota, but we don't want Godfather music. There's another piece. I don't know the name of it. I have it in the whole thing. Okay, it's Monday. It's Monday. What do you care that you no longer have any even a putative democracy? Why do you care? Obama the Destroyer has finally achieved everything he's ever wanted, with the exception of one thing. That one thing is seizing your guns. That's the one thing that the Destroyer has not yet done. He's going on a $100 million vacation, a safari to Africa. Listen to this. There's not a president in history who could get away with it. But because you're afraid to say one word for fear you'll be called a racist, that man is dumping on you. $100 million for him and his family to take a trip to Africa? It's sickening. If you had a legitimate country, he'd be arrested for it, for stealing the money. Who gives him the power to do this? An aircraft carrier they have off the coast of Ireland now, because the great man is giving a speech, an aircraft carrier, to protect them. Can you believe this? We had a president not too long ago named Nixon who was considered corrupt. There was a time he wanted to take a vacation from Washington, D.C. to Florida. He didn't dare use Air Force One because he thought it would not look right for him to be abusing the taxpayers' money. He was considering flying on national airlines. But the Secret Service said, no, Mr. President, we can't have you go. So even he said, okay, I'll take Air Force One. To Florida, he thought it was considered extravagant. But look at this man, shameless, a shameless, duplicitous man in the White House. So now that you understand now why it's all happening, and I want to remind you of something else, if I may, if you don't mind. Since it's my show, I will. Let me tell you, you have no choice. You have only one choice, which is to shut the show off, which you're not going to do because there's no better show on earth right now. So I'll tell you anyway what I think. Are you ready for it? Because here it comes, whether you want to hear it or not. I don't care if you turn the dial and want to be a dunce. Go listen to NPR, No Things Considered. Go ahead. NPR and Vivaldi music, so it makes them intelligent. Nothing considered. No Things Considered. Okay? I mean, you want me to change everything for you? NPR. You hear government radio. Government radio. Izvestia Pravda, Nothing Considered. So here's what it was in my newsletter today for Monday, June 17, 2013. Obama hasn't built a single great monument with all those trillions of dollars that he has abused. In today's issue, Dr. Savage served up the history lesson, spanning the days of ancient Rome to mid-century America, pointing out that powerful leaders from King Ludwig to President Hoover have left behind great monuments and buildings, all except Obama, Savage added, who isn't in charge of the construction of one grand edifice in the entire nation. Despite $1 trillion siphoned away from the people, Obama hasn't constructed a single building, Savage pointed out to his audience. Look at France, where the rulers commissioned great architecture and monuments. King Ludwig of Bavaria was famous for building great castles. Even Roman Emperor Caligula, as mad as he was, ordered the construction of major aqueducts. Or think about America and the Hoover Dam. Obama hasn't built a dam or a bridge or a tunnel. Instead, he's destroyed NASA. He's destroyed the military. He shut down our space program. He's wrecking our military as fast as he can. He's destroying our borders, language, and culture. In my book, Trickle Up Poverty, I called him Obama the Destroyer. Like a child who's so clever, he can take apart a watch, but he doesn't know how to put it back together again. Now you just heard All Things Considered on the Savage Nation. Yep. Well, it's summertime. Most people, normal people, don't even know what I'm talking about. You go to the mall, they got the shorts on. They're licking the cone. The cattle are walking around shopping. You walk past Abercrombie and Fitch, you can die. You need a gas mask. There's a mall I go to. I have to divert. I walk down like a bad La Strada. Like, naturally, I'm a European kind of personality. I love La Strada, the street. I like to walk in the street and see things. But I'm in the suburbs a lot, so I go to an outdoor mall, which I like a lot. And you see the liquors, the shorts. And it's okay. It's people anyway. The children, the parents. I like to see the Ritalin children, how they're behaving generation to generation. I like to see the mothers dopier than the children, doped up or on sugar themselves and caffeine. They don't know what the child's doing because they got the child dope. It's sort of very intriguing to watch a nation emerge this way. But there's one store, my eyes go blind. They singe from the bad chemical they puff out into the mall, Abercrombie & Fitch. America's like a mall, as I said to you, that is about to become filled with criminals, cutthroats, pickpockets, outright thieves. But the liberals will say it's wonderful because it's international. Liberals love the international flavor of things. You know, they like to talk to people who speak in a foreign language. They immediately assume anyone with a foreign-like accent talking English, a very deep, is somehow brilliant. I've always noticed about a liberal. They talk to somebody, let's say, from Bulgaria, that they meet on a park bench or by chance on an airplane. And they think because the woman has a heavy Bulgarian accent that she's sophisticated. They don't even know who she is, and they go home, I met a woman from Europe. They think that she knew something. What can I tell you? It's what literature is made of, the foibles of mankind. Without my keen brain and my satire, I'd be dead a long time ago. I would have rolled over a long time ago. Say, well, what good is it? It's futile if you're going to give up. No, the world isn't going to disappear. Rome was once broken in two by the barbarians. Now, did Rome disappear? Well, Rome disappeared as an empire, but there's still a Roman people. There's still Italy, mainly a nation made up of tribes. So we're just being overrun by a number of tribes from Mexico. The Mayans and the descendants of the Aztecs are now running over America. And instead of our leaders catering to the indigenous people who came illegally and built the country, the corrupt, degenerate politicians, this is the part that amazes me. What do they constitute, 7% of the electorate? And yet the politicians speak as though that's the future of America. You have to cater, what, not to the 93%, but to the 7%? That's unbelievable to me. And by the way, in all of this, where is the black leadership? Where are those fraudsters in the so-called Congressional Black Caucus? Because the people are going to be hurt the worst by this flood of illegal aliens. You guessed it. Are the African-American people who are going to be knocked out of the low-end jobs, if they have any at all, or the ones who want to get out of poverty and want to move into the working class, forget about it. They're not going to be able to do so. It just shows you what these groups are worth. They're nothing. They're guilds to advance their own, to feather their own nests. They don't represent blacks any more than the Hispanic caucus represents the Hispanics, any more than Boehner represents the so-called European tribes who built this nation, if you want to put it in those terms. 855-407-282 is the Savage Nation. Nobody knows the subject as well as I do. I mean, others are doing a fine job. They really are. I'm not trying to diminish anybody else. This is a job for everybody. But it's futile. It's over. It's futile. You've got the Gang of Eight who should be in prison. They should be arrested immediately. U.S. Marshals should arrest Lindsey Graham, Rubio, Schumer, and the rest of them and put them in prison for catering to illegal aliens who are here illegally, who are basically criminals, instead of catering to the American people, saying no. But you hear what the story is, right? Yes, indeed, the bards would sing and recite. The bards would sing and recite. Who are the bards? Maybe I'm just a bard. Maybe I'm a reborn, reincarnated bard. Maybe if I were living in another time where there were no... Look, Aristotle said man is a political animal. That I understand. But there's a limit to politics, too. There's a bigger world than politics. Everything is political at the end of the day, from food to medicine. It's all political anyway. But at the end of the day, there's something more than politics, and that is the human soul. And the human being needs the artist, the poet, to enliven them. And in the ancient days, even in the primitive days, the ancients had their feasts enlivened by the bards. Much drunkenness, but there was a certain sort of man the bards would sing and recite. Even in those days where there was no writing until they had come into civilization, I'm talking about 2000 B.C., the use of recited language as an entertainment did much to make it a beautiful instrument of expression. And that's how language developed. The legendary history crystallized in bardic recitations, epics, sagas, and Vedas, as they were variously called, were given to the people by the bards. And what we have now, although we have a nation allegedly called the United States of America, and allegedly we have a history, and allegedly we have a story, it is being destroyed and decimated by Obama the Destroyer and the international socialists who have one goal, and that is to dissolve the individuality, not only of the nations, but of man himself, and turn us into one mass of protoplasm, all controlled by a few centralized computers, which is why this spying should be punishable by imprisonment. They came out with a lie over the weekend that they were only looking at 300 phone numbers. Can you believe a word? Can you believe the audacity of those liars in the CIA and the NSA to say they were only looking at 300 phone numbers? Yeah, which numbers? Publish them. Tell us which 300 numbers you were looking at, and tell us why you didn't look at the Tsarnoff brothers who conducted the Boston Marathon bombing and how you missed that. I don't believe a word that comes out of anybody in the government, not one of them. They are the new Stasi. They are the Stasi of Eastern Europe. That has emerged in America under Obama. Yes, it was nascent prior to Obama, and now it has become full-blown. We have a full-blown Stasi operating around the clock. The only thing left are the black cars to take us off the streets and take us away and throw us into pits or to disappear us altogether into wherever. You want me to really get crazy here like a madman? I won't do it. I'm not going to do it. But we're this close to losing our freedom completely. Did you hear this? No ID in order to vote. Can you believe the Supreme Court would do a thing like that today? Well, that's what we're talking about in the Savage Nation. And I am the son of an immigrant. And I will tell you this nation just committed suicide. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it would generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to Prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's Prepped.com. That's Prepped.com. On the web at Prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at Prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on Prepped.com. Go there now.
You know what? Ask my listeners what I value most as a consumer. Great products, great customer service, and great value, which is what I got from Blinds.com. Look, not only did they save me a bundle on my kitchen blinds, but they've come up with an exciting new way to help you lower your energy costs this summer. It's true. Their beautiful insulating honeycomb cell shades can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Think of the AC savings. And like all of their window coverings, you could transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. Even if you mismeasured, doubtful, they'll remake it for free. This month, save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. And if you really hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, you get free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com. Where prices crush home improvement store prices, go to Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
KSFO traffic, new stall in Lafayette. Westbound 24 Pleasant Hill Road. Left lane is blocked there. Northbound 680 Washington Boulevard in Fremont. Getting reports of an accident. Might be causing some delays. Headed for the Sunol Grade. Northbound 101 Moffett Boulevard. New crash. That's off to the right shoulder. Looks like the lanes have been cleared. And eastbound 237 before North First. Accident right shoulder there as well. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
After a super stay at La Quinta, you know what business traveler Barry Sullivan does?
On your budget, others will give you this. But I can give you this.
He gives them more bang for their buck. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book now at LQ.com.
Let Bay Voyager show you Frisco's natural beauty with a two-hour boat trip tour of San Francisco. Get over half off with SweetJack.com.
SweetJack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Homeowners, take a $100 bill and use it to light a cigar. Then do it again and again and again. If you're paying more than 3.75 on a 30-year mortgage or more than 2.75 on a 15, you're literally burning money. Call Capital Mortgage Services. We'll help you refi even if you owe more than your home is worth. At Capital Mortgage Services, in most cases, we can get you a refi with no appraisal. We can pay your closing costs, or for a better rate, you can finance the costs. But do it now. These rates won't last forever. You have 5 minutes? Because a 5-minute phone call can save you thousands. If you're paying more than 3.75 on a 30 or more than 2.75 on a 15, call now. 800-400-8391. Stop burning $100 bills. Call Capital Mortgage Services now. 800-400-8391. Ask for Stephanie. 800-400-8391. Ask for Stephanie. Equal housing lender licensed by the California Department of Real Estate. Broker 01861322. NMLS number 296169. Not all applicants qualify.
KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe, a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand new copper pipes all in one day. That's one day, my friends. Brian Sussman here to tell you that many homes, especially older homes, were built with galvanized pipes which rust and deteriorate over time. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded or frozen in the shower from someone turning on a sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential tankless water heater. That's a $1,600 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682. PlumbingTechAndRepipe.com.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation, and I'm not Perry Como. Look at the headline on my website, michaelsavage.com. Repubs think catering to illegals will sway them. Do you actually think they believe that? You think that that two-faced phony Lindsey Graham, that illegal trial lawyer, do you think that Stockholm Syndrome mutt from Arizona, John McCain, really believes that? Are you kidding me? They're wholly owned by forces that want the labor, whatever. Underneath that story is another one. Look at this, Barbara Boxer. You haven't seen her for a while, huh? Old Bobby. Barbara Boxer is pushing funding for health costs of uninsured immigrants in the state of California. She wants billions of dollars to make sure that the illegal aliens in the state of California get free health care. Can you believe this? Criminal acts! It's beyond belief, incomprehensible. And here's one, in case you think it's going to get better. Chinese dissident claims Chinese communist conquest of U.S. academia. This is really chilling. Like, I'm surprised that the Maoists have taken over NYU? He says so. He's a blind Chinese dissident. Chen Guangcheng has released his allegations that NYU is severing relations with him to curry favor with China's oppressive communist government and assure completion of a gleaming portal campus in Shanghai. Listen to what I just said to you. He says, this is not me. Where are all you good liberals now? He's a blind Chinese dissident who fought the Chinese communists, came over here for asylum. And he says the work of the Chinese communists within academic circles in the U.S. is far greater than what people imagine. and some scholars have no option but to hold themselves back. Academic independence and academic freedom in the United States are being greatly threatened by a totalitarian regime. No kidding, Jack. You mean the totalitarian regime in Washington or the one in where is it? Beijing, rather. The barbarians break the empire into east and west. Shall I go back to the 3rd century of the Roman Empire, which was decaying socially and disintegrating morally when they faced the barbarians? Does that work for today? Do those words work? Throughout the 3rd century, if I remember my history correctly, the Roman Empire was decaying socially and disintegrating morally, and they faced the barbarians, and you know what happened, don't you? The barbarians broke the empire into east and west. Does that sound familiar to you? Does anyone listening to this show, can anyone listening to this show tell me that this country is not decaying socially and disintegrating morally? No, it's impossible to say to the contrary. So what is my point? I don't know what my point is. I don't know that I have a point. Why do I have to have a point? Why must everything be pointed? Why? I could talk about the Huns and the end of the Western Empire if you want. Conquering Mongolian people in Europe, which brought us into a new stage in human history. Does history interest anybody? The internal decay of the... You want to hear another one? The economic wretchedness, the internal decay, the moral decay, and the falling population of the Roman Empire. Did you hear this? Did you know that before Rome collapsed, the tax gatherers of the military emperors had utterly consumed the vitality of the Roman citizenry, the tax gatherers? Hello, IRS lovers. So the country was falling apart at all turns. And that's what happened. Then the barbarians were at the gates, and they broke through and smashed the empire in half. I don't need to finish the paragraph to make the parable or the comparison. I think you kind of remember you can see where I'm coming from and where I'm going. No, all immigrants are not the same. No. No, some immigrants came here with a thirst for learning, a thirst for knowledge, a love for the nation of America, taught their children to be American. They didn't wave their flag in the Madison Square Garden in the 1910 era. If anyone waved an Italian flag in Madison Square Garden during a boxing match, they would have been killed. See, no one waved their flag at fights. I don't watch Showtime anymore because of the Mexican flags during fights. I live in America. I don't live in Tijuana. I want to watch a cockfight. I know where to go.
Savage. Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you? Blue Monday, got to work.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love?
Yeah, it's Michael Savage. I'm playing some romantic Sinatra. Why? I think I'm going to eat my heart out over this. The barbarians breaking the empire into two. You think I'm going to listen to Jeb Bush, that fraud? Another one, three in a row. You hear this? Now Jeb Bush chirps in. Turn it off. Turn off Sinatra. You heard what happened today, didn't you? Or what, you were too busy? You're too busy at the mall? The U.S. Supreme Court overruled Arizona and said you have no right to impose voter ID laws. Now, this is insanity. In liberal Europe, in every liberal European nation, and there's not one that isn't a liberal nation, you must have voter ID in order to vote. Not in America. We've gone from the rule of law to the rule of coleslaw. From the rule of law to the rule of coleslaw, there's no sense. There's no soundness to any of the judgments coming out of any avenue of government, whether it be the Supreme Court, the executive, or, of course, the frauds in the Congress. And today, who chimes in? None other than another Bush, just what America needed. Jeb Bush says he's not worried that his work toward comprehensive immigration reform, i.e. amnesty, and his ties to the GOP establishment will alienate conservatives and negatively impact a potential 2016 presidential campaign. referring to the critics as the chirpers. You hear what I can't believe what I'm listening to. We're chirpers now. The majority of Americans are chirpers to this out of touch, unrealistic individual named Jeb Bush. He said, I'll run on my record. He said that record was one of solving problems completely from a conservative perspective. Really now, Bush R. pointed to his conservative credentials on social issues, even though he's now for gay marriage, cutting taxes, even though he's now for higher taxes for everyone, and shrinking government, even though he's now for bigger government. And his brother, his big brother, of course, increased the size of the government threefold. In fact, George W. Bush, the brother, who's allegedly another one, another conservative, made the government three times larger than the previous three administrations, which is why, toward the end of his administration, I said, wait a minute, the last year, as a harsh critic of Bush, I said he's a fiscal socialist. So what does that give me? A feather in my cap? Would I get a crown to wear? Maybe I should get a tinfoil cap to wear. Maybe we should all get tinfoil caps to keep the NSA from sending signals into our tinfoil caps for our brains so the NSA can't listen to our thoughts. That's coming next. Now they listen only to our phone calls and read our mail. Soon they're going to read our thoughts and start controlling our thoughts. Why not? We'll take the arc of this story. Read science fiction. Read science fiction. Soon they're going to start putting thoughts into your head. Well, they're already doing it through education and brainwashing. That's putting thoughts in your children's head. So you get a Chinese dissident in America who says the communist Chinese have taken over NYU, and NYU's doing it simply because they want the rights to build a campus in China. That's not brainwashing. That's not controlling the minds of the idiots who go there, the drug addicts at NYU. That's why I'm playing Sinatra. It's a different time. A different time. You could walk down, for example. You want me to go down memory lane? I don't know if I should do it that often. Maybe. What's this? No, I don't want to hear Sinatra. It's too much already. There's one Nina Rota song that I want to hear, and you can't find it. It's not your fault. Cultural Music Library. If we go into Italian. It's Italian and Cultural Music Library. Look under Italian. This is how I have it categorized. Italian, Hindu, Indonesian, Indian, Irish, Hawaiian, Italian. Here we go. We got Ave Maria by Pavarotti, Enrico Caruso, O Solo Mio, Frank Sinatra, I Love Paris, Godfather Wedding, Italian, Il Bacio, Angelo Di Pipa. Is that any good? I don't know. Mario Lanza is amazing. Play Mario Lanza, Italian, Recitar. I want you to hear what... Italian, Nino Rota, 8.5 theme. There it is. Italian, Nino Rota, 8.5 theme. Can you find that easily, or you're not even listening? You went out for a pizza? That's the music for America now. A giant carnival with no order to it. A carnival. Pickpockets, cutthroats, rapists, brigands, government spies behind every booth with a listening device. You see, the music can set the tone for the future of America. Get ready for the drunk drivers coming over the border in hordes, then using your hospital after they ram into your car. Unbelievable to me. What else do we... I want to play music for a while. I can't get too worked up. I just can't. It's a Monday night. It's the summer. It's the summertime. Normal people are planning vacations. They're on them already. Some of them went and came back. I haven't gone away for a day yet. I'm planning a vacation. I don't know where to go, though. That's the problem. I live in the greatest place on earth, the San Francisco Bay Area. It's cool in the summer in the city. I get to wear a pea coat in the summer. What could be better? If I want to go to Italy, I go to North Beach. If I want to go to China, I go to Chinatown. If I want to go to France, I go to a bad French restaurant and walk out before I sit down. All I got to do is look at one of them. I walk right out. All I got to do is curl a lip at me and I'm out. But I'm in France, in other words. In that second, when they give me a curl job, I walk out. I'm going to lighten up on it all. That's all. I'm not going away. I'm not going away. I'm not going anywhere. So the hordes are going to overrun America. What does that mean? I don't know yet. Well, I have a pretty good idea. I mean, if you want to know what's going to happen, kind of look to the folks in the south of the border. You'll see what they're going to do here. I mean, they're not going to make the country better. They're going to make it just like the country they're fleeing. You're telling me that they're collectively going to make America a better place, or they're going to turn it into the country that they left? I mean, they have their carnicerias, right? They have their own little world like all immigrants do, groups do, right? So that's what you're going to see in America. Nothing wrong with that. It's fine.
Liberals love internationalism. It makes them feel sophisticated and intelligent. And they go home to their smug little houses with the burglar alarms. I saw a few of them driving around this weekend. It was unbelievable. Wow. One old white-haired couple after another with hatred on their face in a Prius. They look like they just came out of a nightmare of an argument on Father's Day. It's like a life of misery and hatred. They live only for liberalism. But if you say Obama, the face lightens up. If you said to those people, those miserable people in a Prius that you see whizzing by sometimes, if you said Obama's coming to town, they light up like Santa Claus was coming to town himself. And if you said to them, he's a thief, he's a spy, he's robbing your money, Solyndra, fake companies, they wouldn't believe you. If you said that bum is spending $100 million on a trip to Africa, they'd say, good, good, good. He deserves it. Let him enjoy himself. What? You don't know how they think. When I say liberal, I have an image in my mind. I think Larry David. I think of a pompous fool from Brooklyn who got very lucky with a big mouth and a certain charm. You combine big mouth with a charm, that's liberal. Very charming and very big mouth on them. They push everyone around. That's why the country's ruined, because everyone believed them and listened to them and was afraid of them. You see that Larry David happened over the weekend? The fat guy, like his sidekick, the Sancho Panza guy who plays him, I forget his name, the guy plays the fat guy to Larry David, like the fat, schlubby guy, beat someone up over there, got into a road rage job and smashed in all the windows of the other guy's car. That's what's behind the liberal. Hatred, like you can't believe. Underneath that nice guy thing is a murderer, a killer if they could. They had the guts. They could sick someone on you, they put you in a prison camp. They would take all of your property and give it to an illegal alien if they could. Da, 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 da. Now play for Michael, for my own entertainment. I think I'm going to start doing the show only for my own entertainment. I mean, it'd be nice if you listened to the show from now on. I can't control that. But there's nothing I can do anymore. If the Supreme Court rules a state has no right to enforce their voting rights through voter ID, when every liberal country in the world has that, the country's finished. It's hollowed out. The barbarians are now going to run rampant over the country. They will learn English. They will pay a fine. And they will wait 15 years for a green card. Really? So you're going to get the English police? Where are you going to get 30 million police to check on the English language skills? We're going to get Big Sis Napolitano, the bullet hoarder? She's going to hire the English testers? What are they kidding? Who are they talking to? That's why I tell you, the history of the world, according to me, is the way I look at things. In other words, look, in the past, hordes have broken through countries. Usually after a war, usually after a military was defeated, a foreign nation overran a country. Never in history has a foreign demographic overrun a nation without fighting and winning a war. Never in history has a foreign demographic overrun a nation until now in America. Never, never happened before. You say, oh, come on. Yeah, listen to what I just said. Historically, it's true. Historically, no nation on earth has ever had a radical shift in its demographics without having lost a major war and having a foreign nation conquered them and overrun them. But now you have Lindsey Graham, Mr. Rubio, Charles Schumer, and the others telling us they all come here to work. Well, how do you figure if they all come here to work that 29% or 28% of all prisoners in America are illegal aliens who committed a felony? How does that work? Oh, they came here to work. I get it. The rape trade, the drug trade, the human trafficking trade. I get it. Or it's because they're living in a racist nation, and if we didn't have these laws in place, they wouldn't be in jail. Now think about that. If we legalized drugs and everyone was allowed to be a cokehead, a crackhead, a dopehead. Well, we have dopeheads already all over San Francisco. They think that they're free. You can hear their chains rattling with their medical marijuana. Those fools. They don't work. Play Mario Lanza for me. Did you get it yet? I gave you a 3-minute lead telling you what I wanted. You still don't have it. Mario Lanza. My God. It's enough to make you weep when you hear a song like this. The culture that the Italian people brought to this country is still with the nation. Look what they gave the country, a cuisine, poetry, music, opera. So not all immigrant groups are the same. Are you telling me, do I have to play Mexican music for you now? A sort of bastardized German music from the German conquest for you to understand what I'm saying to you? Am I the only one in the world able to speak words that are so truthful that they cut through you like a knife? Are you insane? Do you know what's coming to this country? Play some of that music. It's a German conquest music. When Mexico was conquered by the Germans, they picked up a music. And that's what you call Mexican music. That's just as good as Pavarotti and Mario Lanza. Now play Rubio. Now you'll understand who Rubio is. Messenger boy. Play Rubio now. Now, by the way, I love Cuban music. Don't confuse Mexican music with Cuban music. All right, it's enough already.
The debate now is about what that border security provision looks like. And if we do that, this bill will have strong bipartisan support.
Idiota.
If we fail, we're going to keep trying. Because at the end of the day, the only way we're going to pass an immigration reform law is if it has real border security measures within it.
Idiota.
Idiota.
Idiota. All of them. Play all of them.
La serpiente. El impostor. El fraude. Idiota. Camaleón.
Yeah, so in other words, you don't even have to speak Spanish to know what those words represent in terms of this fraud. Rubio, I couldn't believe it. Rush Limbaugh embraced them for months. And Hannity, I mean, I don't want to knock the guys. They're on the right side of things. I know you listen to them. It's fine. How could they have fallen for this con man? How is it possible? I saw through him from day one. It's, I don't know, maybe I'm a cynic and I could see things more clearly. Maybe, I don't know, these guys maybe are just more forgiving than I am. I don't know how to put it. Is there room for a cynic like me in America anymore? Does my cynicism offend you? Am I too harsh for you? Is my language too stark for you? Well, it's too damn bad because that's who I am. I'm Michael Savage and I'll be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
All right, we got the picture from the mulberry to the cactus. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Here's an email I just got from my biggest fan. Obama's lack of monument building, comparing even to degenerate Caligula, destructing NASA, destroying the military, breaking our borders. Hitler even built the Autobahn. Romans built roads. And your bard concept, rousing, breaking, talk, savage, no one else does it. That's right, no one else does it. Now, no one else does it. Everyone does what they can in their own way. Everyone has to do it their own way, from the rule of law to the rule of coleslaw. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not throwing my history in the garbage because Rubio and Lindsey Graham and Charles Schumer are a bunch of Quislings and Benedict Arnolds. And the best thing you can do, by the way, is steep yourself in your own history, your European history, and teach your children your European history, and teach your children your American history, and teach your children your American heroes. Don't throw it away because of these corrupt rulers, these illegitimate. Don't let them destroy your own image. This is the bard Michael Savage. I am a bard. I am here to entertain you. I'm using recited language as an entertainment. I'm using my fine instrument, the fine instrument of my voice, to express myself. Because language is all we have left. Reality is all we have left. Never lose focus of reality. Don't fall for one word that the gangsters have ate. say to you. Every one of them is a criminal, in my opinion. They're not only saying to you they don't respect the rule of law, they're saying to you they hate the rule of law, and that anyone who supports the rule of law is a criminal. It's upside down. It's Alice in Wonderland. And now what the Supreme Court allegedly 5-4 conservative votes against common sense voter ID laws in Arizona throws it out. 7-2. How is that possible? Well, you need to go any further than Mr. Roberts, who gave us Obamacare. What do they have on him? What did NASA get on Mr. Roberts? Huh? What did NASA get on Mr. Roberts through the Echelon program, huh?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. San Jose police are investigating the traffic-related death of a male pedestrian in downtown area. The man was found in the area of Highway 87 and Taylor Street around 3:30 this afternoon. Netflix has struck its largest original content deal ever, investing further in kids' content with new original series from DreamWorks Animation. It's a multi-year deal for exclusive access to more than 300 hours of programming starting next year, and the deal is global, covering all Netflix's territories. Taking a look at the roadways, eastbound 580 Western Drive in Richmond crashed. Left lanes are blocked there. Traffic starting to back up behind it. Northbound 238 right around Highway 580, getting reports of an accident. It should be to the right side. Marin County injury crash northbound 101 Seminary Drive. It looks like the right lane may be involved there. And northbound 101 Moffett Boulevard, Mountain View crash off to the right side. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This spring, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by June 30th. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments.
Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone butt call. 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
On the next morning show, we promise not to get you too ticked off on a Tuesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the ladies, 5 to 9 a.m., right here on KSFO.
Is it Irish music for you? This is Irish music. The Irish were treated worse than dogs when they came here. Irish and dogs need not apply. You didn't hear them bellyache, did you? They worked their way out of garbage. They worked their way out of garbage. They didn't need the government to help them. They didn't have anyone talking for them. They didn't need a handout. They worked their way out of garbage from the gutter. Unbelievable to me how the politicians have taken a 7% group, a demographic of 7% of the voters, as though they're the entire country. How is this possible? Well, how's it possible? Study your history. I've given you this analogy before. Native Americans, you can call them Indians or whatever you want to call it, the individuals, the tribes, Native American people, even though that's controversial because there's evidence of Caucasian stamps upon the continent prior to the Native American arrival. But let's not, you know, split hairs over that. Native Americans, they're here for 200,000 years. And what are we going to say about that? What we're going to say a lot of things about that. Great cultures, great traditions, and they were sold out by their leaders. It was the Indian leaders, it was the tribal leaders who sold them out to the colonists, to the white man, for wampum, for guns, for booze, whatever. They sold out the Indians. It was the leadership who sold them out. And where are they today? Well, they're not doing bad, a lot of them. They're nice casinos, so maybe in 100 years you'll have a casino when you're put on a reservation. When the last tribes of the white Europeans are left, they'll put them on reservations. That's if there's enough compassion left here, which I kind of doubt. Most likely you'll be building pyramids and your hearts will be thrown down as your heart's ripped out. Come on, I'm a historian. What can I tell you? How about playing Hare Krishna, a Hindu Hare Krishna chants? I like that too. We can play a little of that. I don't know, whatever. I'm playing music, that's all. Here, I got something better for you. I've told you I own the immigration stories. I'm not going to blow out a vein over this. I've been doing it since I entered radio in 94. I know more about it than anyone you know. I know the whole story. I know about borders, language, and culture. It's been the theme of my show since 94. God bless everyone else who's in on the bandwagon. It didn't matter anyway. No matter what we've done, we were sold out by the Indian chiefs, now called the Gang of Eight. They're criminals. Just put a bonnet on them. Just put a war bonnet on them. Every time I see Lindsey Graham talk, I see a corrupt Indian chief. I see Rubio. They got him out of a tribe somewhere, out of a back tent. Put him in the front there. Get up in the front. We'll give you the bonnet. So we went into the archives today, Michael Savage Archives, where I save all of my tapes. And here's one from May 15th, 5-15, 2002, on immigration. Michael Savage, listen. In Holland, the Europeans have finally said no to immigration, no to immigrants, and no to crime. They finally said we're not going to commit suicide anymore. The white European is saying no to suicide. Has democracy died in America, though? I read that the far right is rising across Europe, meaning people don't want to commit suicide anymore. But in America, there's no right wing anymore. I said to myself, where is the equivalent right wing rise in America? We have a president who moves to the left, further left every day than you can imagine. He's certainly not going to look to a Democrat. There is no longer a voice in the entire Republican Senate that could be considered conservative, let alone right-wing. They're silent, like ushers at a funeral. The funeral of the 1996 Republican Revolution is complete, and these pallbearers called Republicans are hush-hush. So I ask myself, if they're unwilling to commit suicide in Europe, if this violent wake-up call to the ruling elites in Europe saying, stop with the immigrants, kick them out. We can't take the crime. We can't take the rape. We can't take the abuse of welfare. We can't take the way they're abusing our country. A spokesman for the Austrian anti-racist group, whatever, they're anti-racist, okay, says this. He says, opinions that were seen as far right 10 years ago are now voiced in the middle of the political spectrum. That means Michael Savage was always in the middle of the political spectrum. That means that you on the left were always so off the rails that I had to pull you back, but you didn't listen to me. It took 9-1-1 for some of you to realize how far off the track you had become.
That was from 2002, May 15, 2002. So I've been at this a long time, 19 years, but that was from 2002, 11 years ago. That's amazing. My voice sounds just as good today, thank God. Must be all the vitamins, the garlic, the manic depression. It works. Keeps the voice in tune. The anger tunes up the voice in the morning. It's unbelievable to me. But I played that for you, right? That was clip, what, 3? Oh, you haven't heard the best, which is clip 2, have you? We haven't done that. Should I save that for them? Because they're not going to... Do we play clip 2 yet? No. And by the way, folks, you're listening to a very important American broadcast, Savage broadcast tonight. Why? Normally, I'm a very heavily call-based show. I love my callers. I'm the best in the business. The best. I know that. I can tell you that. Everyone knows it. People, the real, you know, like entertainers usually go to a club to listen to the real entertainer. After work, they'll go hear another entertainer to, you know, to get their batteries charged. Within the industry, I'm known as having the best callers in the industry. Everybody knows that. I don't care who debates it. It doesn't really matter. For whatever reason, I attract them. I'm a magnet for the best callers. I've not taken one tonight. I didn't need one. Doesn't mean you shouldn't keep trying. I have a treat for you right now from 11-19-2001, November 19, 2001, where I have a few choice words for Mayor Bloomberg, who was then running for mayor. Listen, I didn't see it coming. Clip 2. New York City Mayor-elect Michael Bloomberg said that I won't enforce immigration laws. Thank you for upholding the law, Bloomberg. You're a classic Democrat, double-talker demagogue, socialist from hell. Another elitist, another billionaire, telling us that he's for the poor. I love it. I just love these guys. He's going to extend the waiver to all undocumented aliens in the city. That's so kind. You know, it's really very nice of the liberal elite to extend benefits to illegal aliens, you know, because it doesn't come out of their pocket. It comes out of your pocket. Here's what Bloomberg said. We will provide the services, whether they are health care services or education for their children or anything else we can do, irregardless of the federal government rightly trying to make sense out of our immigration policy. So he's going to give them services, the illegal aliens in New York. There's only one service illegal aliens require, and that's a one-way bus ticket south, Mr. Bloomberg. This is a disgrace. This is a disgrace that a phony Republican like this would the first thing out of his mouth say, I won't enforce immigration laws, when most Americans in every poll, except illegal immigrants, say that there are too many of them here, they want them out of here, but most especially they resent the fact, we resent the fact, that they collect benefits that they're not entitled to. There are elderly Americans in their 80s collecting less money than illegal aliens who came here yesterday who claim SSI. That's wrong. That's just plain wrong. It's sickening that they should come here and cash in on the welfare system. Yeah, I know. Every immigrant works. Yeah, sure. Yeah, drive through the areas that they live and see how many of them work. They all work, yeah. Look, we did an investigation in the Savage Nation of the actual statistics of those who use welfare. And in every city, the native-born does not use welfare, does not use SSI, does not use social services to the extent that illegal aliens use them. That was Michael Savage, flashback, November 19th, 2001. So join the chorus. What should I do? Tell you to write your representative?
Yeah, write your representative, folks. I really express your disdain for granting amnesty to illegals. Tell them what you think, because you live in a democracy and every vote counts. Make certain to contact Lindsey Graham if you're in the Carolinas, and certainly contact Mr. Rubio in Florida and tell them what you think. I guarantee they're waiting for your emails and calls. They're sitting by a phone waiting to hear what you think about their idea for amnesty for illegal aliens. Yeah, remember those early days in radio in the 90s? Call your representative. They give out numbers. Congressman X, Y, and Z. Who could remember it? There were so many numbers that people got confused and stopped listening to radio. They went and started listening to music after that. I don't give you any numbers. It's hope. There is no democracy. Remember the song, There's No England Anymore? How about There's No America Anymore? There's no America anymore. I'll make a song for you. Today was the last nail in the coffin. I'm not depressed over it. I'm not going to roll over and die. I will still finish the show tonight. I will probably go for a long walk, either with or without my dog, Teddy. I will probably come home. I will probably have one drink. I will probably turn on television and watch a movie, and I will fall asleep. And I will have terrible dreams all night, horrible, nightmarish dreams. But I'll wake up fully refreshed at 6:30 in the morning, as I do every morning, even though I have nightmares. You can live with nightmares. You can live with worry. It doesn't matter. More people died worrying about having nightmares than from the nightmares themselves. If you have insomnia, by the way, don't even worry about it. It means you're not tired. Don't take any pills for insomnia. I did a whole show on that once. I hate to drift off. Because, you see, the thing is, living well is the best revenge at the end of the day. You have to be healthy. You have to be sound of mind and body. And you can't let the news eat you alive. You can't. I try not to let it kill me. Yes, I'm engaged with it for a long period of time, but you think I don't have defense mechanisms for this kind of stuff? If I didn't have defense mechanisms, I wouldn't have lasted these 19 years. So I'm going to try and maybe help you over the next few months to develop defense mechanisms for what's going on in the country, because people are freaked out. They don't know which way to turn. They can't believe what they're listening to. They hear one politician after. They expect it from the communists in the Democrat Party. That they expected a long time ago. They know who they are. Bill Clinton, they voted a father of the year last week. I thought that was hilarious. You talk about a propaganda machine. I mean, the father of the year getting ready so that Hillary can run. Suddenly going to make it a perfect mother and father marriage now. They even got the daughter involved last week. They brought her out, whatever her name was, the child Clinton, saying, I think it's time for a female president. Really, do you now? And who might you have in mind? Who might you have in mind? Somebody from the Republican side? Unbelievable. So they bring him out. Bill Clinton's given the Father of the Year award. I laughed hysterically. I said, wow, the propaganda machine is so powerful, it's overwhelming. They even invent prizes for themselves. They're greasing the skids already for Hillary's run. Doesn't matter about the pimps and the prostitutes in the State Department. Doesn't matter about the dead ambassador in Benghazi. They're already looking past it. They know you're so drugged up and stupid, you won't even remember it. And if you do, so what? They'll laugh at you anyway. She's going to be anointed, not appointed. Not elected, but selected. Who's she going to run against? Bob Dole? They'll have to run Bob Dole again. He's finished his utility in China. They'll bring him out with the spindly arms. Maybe they'll run Bob Dole again. God only knows who they'll run against, but it's a given already. She's the next president. The CFR decided she should be the president. So it could be a modern nation, have a woman president. Well, look how well the women have done for the country in the Congress. Remember the Year of the Woman in 1994, we were told it would bring more compassion. Really? Barbara Mikulski? Ha-ha. Yeah, they brought more compassion. Barbara Boxer brought a lot of compassion to Congress. And look at Dianne Feinstein, the compassion she brought. Compassion for the Chinese, no doubt. But nevertheless, yeah, they're going to bring a lot of compassion. So, yeah, I'm a cynic. What can I do? And all we have left is scorn, ridicule, satire. That's all that's left. And I, as the bard, will continue to entertain you. I am not the discoverer of iron smelting exactly, nor did I build a great pyramid. But it's amazing to me that we have a president who has sacked the treasury and built nothing. I think they built a few buildings here and there, you know, but they're all government bureaucracies like Eastern Europe. Ugly blockhouses somewhere in the country, 18 stories below ground to store records on people and listen in on everyone, to spy on people. That's right. See, most of Obama's edifices are underground. I should have corrected myself. So far as I know, he hasn't commissioned one aircraft carrier, not even a military device. He destroyed NASA, didn't build a dam, a bridge, a tunnel, not a great monument, nothing. The only thing he's built you can't see, it's underground, to house spies.
Think about this interesting phenomenon. What I'm talking about. I don't know if has he funded anything? Fake solar companies, yes. What'd that produce? Nothing. Wind power. They're destroying the birds across America. Wind. I love that. The libs went into the wind power business. Windmills. Yeah, that's the thing. Let's have a few billion dollars for windmills. So now people who lived in the rural parts of America who had peace and quiet at night, all night long they're whoosh, 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 killing the birds. Killing birds, knocking them off. That's your wind power for you. Now they're fracking. No fracking. No fracking. Why no fracking? I don't even know what it is. No fracking. So I sent one of them a note last week, an anti-fracking lib group that emailed me. I said, you're a stooge of the Arab oil cartel, you idiot. You don't even know it. Another useful idiot of the Arab oil cartels, the liberals, they're stooges of one pressure group after another, and they don't even know it. That's their biggest thing in life, no fracking. Why? It would render us independent of the Arab oil cartels. No fracking, no fracking, no fracking, clean water, clean water. What do they know about water? They're stoned all the time. They don't even drink water. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123savage.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123savage.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123savage.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123savage.com before they force me to shut it down. 123savage.com.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. In recent weeks, the IRS has admitted to unlawfully targeting conservative groups and trying to silence the president's critics. This is wrong. A chilling abuse of power. It needs to be fully investigated and those involved must be held accountable. But we also need to make sure it never happens again. It's time to abolish the IRS. We need to get rid of the army of IRS agents trying to police every aspect of our lives. No more discrimination, no more intimidation, and no IRS enforcement of Obamacare. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and that protects our freedoms. I'm working to lead this effort in the U.S. Senate, and I hope you will join me by calling today.
Join Ted Cruz and help him fight back against the IRS. Please call toll-free 1-800-655-3707 to sign the official petition to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Call 1-800-655-3707 to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Brian Sussman here. Join the KSFO Morning Show for a Thirsty Thursday on June 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Bay Bar inside the Sofitel San Francisco Bay Hotel in Redwood City. The Bay Bar at the Sofitel is one of the hottest spots in the peninsula. Join us for light bites, a cold beverage, and political talk, all at the beautiful Bay Bar at the Sofitel San Francisco Bay in Redwood City. For more Thirsty Thursday information, visit KSFO.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and
and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at PutnamGM.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
The world is changing, and radio is changing with it. Now with iHeartRadio, this station, and over 1,500 of the best stations play right on your mobile device. Download iHeartRadio free wherever you download apps, or get started at iHeartRadio.com.
On the next morning show, we promise not to get you too ticked off on a Tuesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the ladies, 5 to 9 a.m., right here on KSFO.
You know, it's nice that we live in a country where the First Lady and her daughters can be sent to Ireland on a vacation because they need a vacation. Malia and the other daughter, I guess it's Sasha, need to go to Ireland in order to have a cultural experience, to see their father's roots. Michelle and her two daughters, Malia, 14, and Sasha, 11, toured tourist attractions in Dublin on Monday. The Imperial First Lady stayed in a $3,300 a night suite at the lavish Shelbourne Hotel. And our First Lady, who we all adore because she's the most beautiful woman on earth, took 30 rooms at the five-star hotel for her entourage, while the husband and father, Mr. Obama himself, remained in Northern Ireland at the G8 summit. The two-day trip for the daughters, along with Dad, will cost us, the taxpayer, an estimated $5.2 million. But, of course, this is chicken feed compared to their upcoming safari to Africa, which will cost up to $100 million. And that's important that they go to Africa, again, to see the roots of the other side of the family, because you don't want to deprive them of any of their cultural and family heritage. You might look it up on the Internet, but the First Family needs to go to these places at your expense with aircraft carriers, Air Force 1, 2, and 3, and their friends must go along as well, because they don't want to be in a stranger in a strange land. They should be able to take their friends along from school so they can feel more comfortable. I don't believe what I'm seeing. Is that true? I'm looking at pictures now, and it shows Malia Obama. This is in the Daily Mail. No, I'm not going to say it. I thought that I saw it. Okay. Malia Obama pulls a funny face for her sister, Sasha's camera, as her parents kiss during the inauguration earlier this year. Ha, ha, ha. Stage kiss. Look at the kiss. The kiss between Michelle and Barry is as a staged kiss, like, in my opinion, well, the lips are as far apart as you can be while kissing, A, and B, it's the equivalent of Bill Clinton's Bible with the cross on it. The Obamas kissing at the inauguration looks as authentic as Bill Clinton's Bible. Sorry. Scorn, satire, ridicule, it's all I got left. Nothing. I was raised on it. I was scorned as a child, ridiculed as a child. Satire and scorn was what I was raised on. So forgive me. It's part of my my handicap. I mean, I'm exerting myself the best way I know how. I'm fighting back the only way I know how against these frauds and phonies and grifters and thieves and anti-American in the best way and only way I know how. Scorn, ridicule, satire. It's still legal, isn't it? Or has has Schumer passed a rider inside the Gang of Eight bill that says scorning an illegal immigrant is a crime? I better check the 1,000 pages and see if I just broke a law in the Gang of Eight's rules. I have no idea. It's possible. It's scorning an illegal immigrant by playing their music and comparing it to an Italian opera may be a crime under the new rules. I don't really know. The Obama daughter studied the college harp, Ireland's oldest harp, dating back from the 15th century, on which Ireland's national emblem is based on. Wow. See, wasn't it worth $5 million for the children to get an experience like that, and you paid for it? It's good. And here's Michelle looking into the Obama's Irish heritage. What? That's, oh, I'm sorry, the mama, right. Well, they're going to go to Africa to see the other part of heritage, too, at your expense. Why shouldn't they? They should be denied? Why should they be denied? You should pay for these things. And you should work in McDonald's if you're lucky enough to get the job. They should spend $100 million on their trip to Africa. That's right. You owe it to them. Because he's a good man and a good family man.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here it is, hour number three, June 17th, Monday, 2013, michaelsavage.com, home of Borders, Language, and Culture. Here's the worst news you've had in your entire life. The so-called Supreme Court just rejected Arizona's proof of citizenship provision in their voting law, meaning Arizona tried to make sure that only citizens could vote. The Supreme Court said drop dead to the U.S. Constitution. The people in Arizona spoke. The Supreme Court said we are God, we are czars, drop dead. Non-Americans can now vote in America. That means America is now over for good. Also on MichaelSavage.com, the journalist who interviewed Snowden called 9/11 a good thing for America. The so-called journalist who interviewed Snowden, the NSA spy, is an avowed Marxist and a leftist, which opens up the entire question of who is Snowden. Here's some good news. Obama's approval rating has fallen 8% because of his spying, IRS scandals, controversies one after the other. Lowest rating in more than a year. He could care less. What else is in the news? Iran is going to send 4,000 troops to fight America and the rebels. Can you believe this? The best article on this subject is to be found from The Independent UK by Robert Fisk, where he says, Washington's decision to arm Syria's Sunni Muslim rebels has plunged America into the great Sunni-Shia conflict of the Islamic Middle East, entering a struggle that now dwarfs the Arab revolutions, which overthrew dictatorships across the region. For the first time, all of America's friends in the region are Sunni Muslims, and all of its enemies are Shiites. Breaking all of President Barack Obama's rules of disengagement, the U.S. is now fully engaged in the side of armed groups, which include the most extreme Sunni Islamist movements in the Middle East. This is unheard of. This is incompetence, or is he trying to create a Muslim caliphate across the Middle East? 855-407-2822 is the Savage Nation. U.S. to buy Russian helicopters for Afghanistan. I did a triple take. The so-called Pentagon said on Monday will spend $572 million to buy 30 Russian-built military helicopters to give to Afghan security forces. Can anyone explain to me why Sikorsky helicopters are not being used? Can anyone explain to me why the criminals in the Defense Department who have been spying on you, who have been doing everything they can to undermine any general who stood up to Obama, why would they buy MI-17 helicopters from Russia when this country is bankrupt and can use the work and the workers could use the jobs? Did you know a year ago the so-called Defense Department purchased 12 of the MI-17 aircraft from Rosenborg on export for $217 million as part of a larger contract originating in 2011? So what I'm saying to you is what you have is a gang running America, and they're running amok. You have government anarchy at every level. They answer to nobody except their bosses, except their bosses, except their bosses. They tell the people, drop dead. So we don't have even a mock democracy. There's not even a scintilla of a mock democracy. There's nothing left in the country that even has a semblance of a nation where the people's voice counts. Can anyone listening to this program, whether you're in Ellenville, New York, San Francisco, Marin County, Los Angeles, do I have to name every town I'm in, every city, every ville? I don't have to name them. Is there anyone listening to this show who could tell me that they are represented by a congressperson who will listen to them and do what they need done, whether it be individually or collectively? Can anyone listening to this show tell me that Congress has been not hollowed out under Obama into nothing but a group of lobbyists and low-paid lobbyists at that? So, yeah, the news is pretty terrible, and I'm not going to agitate over it. What we've got left is ridicule. I intend to heap scorn upon these bums on every show. Why? Because it's still legal. It won't be. Oh, no. No, no, they're going to soon outlaw scorn and ridicule because we're moving into a fascist dictatorship in the country, as sure as I'm sitting here. Why? Because the head of the snake is Obama, who is by nature a dictator. And he's gotten away with everything he's tried to do so far without exception. He's about to get away with the greatest destruction of America, which is granting amnesty to 30 to 50 million illegal aliens. It will be the end of everything you know as you know it. The hospitals will be finished. The schools will be decimated. There'll be nothing left. So all we have is satire and scorn. And as John Dryden wrote way back in 1681, and he was a satirist, Dryden, but it was a time when you could be disemboweled for satire. You could be quartered for satire. So he had to be clever about it. So Dryden wrote, "The true end of satire is the amendment of vice by correction. And he who writes honestly is no more an enemy to the offender than the physician to the patient when he prescribes harsh remedies to an inveterate disease." John Dryden, 1681. Okay? So why am I reading that to you? Because we're going to use satire. We're going to use sarcasm. We're going to use scorn to tell you who these liars are. Just calling them liar isn't enough. You have to heap scorn on the Rubios, on the Boehners, on the Schumers, on the Obamas. You must scorn them. You must ridicule them. It's all we've got left. It's our only power. And you say, well, what can you achieve by that? Can you shame them out of office? No, I doubt it. But at least maybe you won't have a heart attack. That's all. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. Look at the headline on my website, michaelsavage.com. Repubs think catering to illegals will sway them. You actually think they believe that? You think that that two-faced phony Lindsey Graham, that illegal trial lawyer, do you think that Stockholm Syndrome mutt from Arizona, John McCain, really believes that? Are you kidding me? They're wholly owned by forces that want the labor, whatever. Underneath that story is another one. Look at this, Baba Bakhtar. You haven't seen her for a while, huh? Old Bobby. Barbara Boxer is pushing funding for health costs of uninsured immigrants in the state of California. She wants billions of dollars to make sure that the illegal aliens in the state of California get free health care. Can you believe this? Criminal acts! It's beyond belief, incomprehensible. And here's one, in case you think it's going to get better. Chinese dissident claims Chinese communist conquest of U.S. academia. This is really chilling. Like, I'm surprised that the Maoists have taken over NYU. He says so. He's a blind Chinese dissident. Chen Guangcheng has released his allegations that NYU is severing relations with him to curry favor with China's oppressive communist government and assure completion of a gleaming portal campus in Shanghai. Listen to what I just said to you. He says, this is not me. Where are all you good liberals now? He's a blind Chinese dissident who fought the Chinese communists, came over here for asylum. And he says the work of the Chinese communists within academic circles in the U.S. is far greater than what people imagine. And some scholars have no option but to hold themselves back. Academic independence and academic freedom in the United States are being greatly threatened by a totalitarian regime. No kidding, Jack. You mean the totalitarian regime in Washington or the one Beijing, rather? The barbarians break the empire into east and west. Shall I go back to the 3rd century of the Roman Empire, which was decaying socially and disintegrating morally when they faced the barbarians? Does that work for today? Do those words work? Throughout the 3rd century, if I remember my history correctly, the Roman Empire was decaying socially and disintegrating morally. And they faced the barbarians. And you know what happened, don't you? The barbarians broke the empire into east and west. Does that sound familiar to you? Does anyone listening to this show, can anyone listening to this show tell me that this country is not decaying socially and disintegrating morally? No, it's impossible to say to the contrary. So what is my point? I don't know what my point is. I don't know that I have a point. Why do I have to have a point? In fact, going forward on the show tonight and from now on, I am going to tell you that the only thing left is to figure out how to live with this disaster, how to live through it all. Because believe it or not, other nations have been overrun by immigrants before, and they didn't exactly survive. Most of them deteriorated and degenerated, incidentally, especially when there were masses of uneducated individuals unwilling to learn the language of the land or to pledge loyalty to the land. Those nations disappeared. We have become, in essence, Mexico North. And what is going on in Mexico will be going on in your town. Police will be hung from lampposts. Mark my words, 10 years from now, the police will be corrupted. The police will be killed. There'll be wholesale kidnapping, wholesale slaughter in this country, all because of the biggest fraud in the country, who is Rubio. Rubio is a chameleon, a fraud, a fraudster, a trickster, and a con man. And I've said it from day one. And how Rush and his followers can repeat that Rubio is our best hope shows you who they are. Play the Spanish words for Rubio, one after the other. Go ahead, all of them.
Idiota, el impostor, la serpiente, camaleón.
That's also. So all we've got left now is ridicule. Let me explain that to you. In other times, in other places, in other countries, the people had no rights to begin with. Before America, the people had no rights. So what happened was you had brilliant men like me, my antecedents, writers, poets, playwrights, who wrote things to ridicule the leadership, whether they be a king or a duke. And depending upon the level of despotism, they had to do it somewhat openly or somewhat casually. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hi, everybody. This is your friend, Geraldo Rivera. I'd love you to listen to me now. The victims of the Oklahoma tornadoes are in need of our help. MyPillow and the Salvation Army want to make an impact. So during the month of June, for every pillow purchased at a discounted price, MyPillow will donate one to the victims of this natural disaster. MyPillow pillows are the best in the world. They don't lose their shape. You get a 10-year warranty, so get a great product and help our friends in Oklahoma. Go to WABCRadio.com. That's right, WABCRadio.com, and click on the Cumulus MyPillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. That's 800-295-1232. Don't wait. WABCRadio.com and click on the Cumulus MyPillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. Help a fellow American today.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment. Also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Now, Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems, with free service calls between treatments if needed, and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really attentive.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
On the next morning show, we promise not to get you too ticked off on a Tuesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the ladies, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
A vigorous opposition party to be a vigorous debate. But you don't have a vigorous debate. Instead, you have a fake Republican party. They found a boy in Florida somewhere who was selling ice cream in the streets and made him a senator because he was of Cuban descent. And now he's up there like a genius. Oh, Senator Rubio, like the next president of the United States. Marco Rubio, yay! You hear him talking, you know he's full of crap. You know, he's full of beans. You know he doesn't know what he's talking about, and he's a comedian, a liar, a deceiver of the lowest order in my estimation. How can anyone have faith in that guy? So, what can I say to you? Now the Supreme Court rules Arizona had no right to put in a voter ID law. How can anyone listening to this show not agree that every state has the right to enact voter ID laws? As a matter of fact, you say you're a liberal, right? Well, how come it is in Europe? Liberal Europe, they all have voter ID requirements in order to vote. How is it possible that in liberal European nations you must have voter ID, but not in the U.S. of A? How is that possible? Because the people are dumb here. Drug addicts, sex addicts, and dumb as can be. They don't know what's going on. Fat and happy, stupid. Stuffed with checks from the government. Stuffed with checks from the government like animals walking in the gutter. 500-pounders, 400-pounders, 300-pounders, sluts, morons, junkies. Welcome to the Nino Rota Show. Okay, it's Monday. It's Monday. Why do you care that you no longer have any even a putative democracy? Why do you care? Obama the Destroyer has finally achieved everything he's ever wanted, with the exception of one thing. That one thing is seizing your guns. That's the one thing that the Destroyer has not yet done. He's going on a $100 million vacation, a safari to Africa. Listen to this. There's not a president in history who could get away with it. But because you're afraid to say one word for fear you'll be called a racist, that man is dumping on you. $100 million for him and his family to take a trip to Africa? It's sickening. If you had a legitimate country, you'd be arrested for it, for stealing the money. Who gives him the power to do this? An aircraft carrier they have off the coast of Ireland now, because the great man is giving a speech, an aircraft carrier, to protect them. Can you believe this? We had a president not too long ago named Nixon who was considered corrupt. There was a time he wanted to take a vacation from Washington, D.C. to Florida. He didn't dare use Air Force One because he thought it would not look right for him to be abusing the taxpayers' money. He was considering flying on national airlines. But the Secret Service said, no, Mr. President, we can't have you go. So even he said, okay, I'll take Air Force One. To Florida, he thought it was considered extravagant. But look at this man, shameless, a shameless, duplicitous man in the White House. So now that you understand now why it's all happening. And I want to remind you of something else, if I may, if you don't mind. Since it's my show, I will. Let me tell you, you have no choice. You have only one choice, which is to shut the show off, which you're not going to do because there's no better show on earth right now. So I'll tell you anyway what I think. Are you ready for it? Because here it comes, whether you want to hear it or not. I don't care if you turn the dial and want to be a dunce. Go listen to NPR, No Things Considered. Go ahead. NPR and Vivaldi music, so it makes them intelligent. Nothing considered. No Things Considered. Okay? I mean, you want me to change everything for you? NPR, you hear government radio. Government radio. Izvestia Pravda, nothing considered. So here's what it was in my newsletter today for Monday, June 17, 2013. Obama hasn't built a single great monument with all those trillions of dollars that he has abused. In today's issue, Dr. Savage served up the history lesson, spanning the days of ancient Rome to mid-century America, pointing out that powerful leaders from King Ludwig to President Hoover have left behind great monuments and buildings, all except Obama, Savage added, who isn't in charge of the construction of one grand edifice in the entire nation. Despite $1 trillion siphoned away from the people, Obama hasn't constructed a single building, Savage pointed out to his audience. Look at France, where the rulers commissioned great architecture and monuments. King Ludwig of Bavaria was famous for building great castles. Even Roman Emperor Caligula, as mad as he was, ordered the construction of major aqueducts. Or think about America and the Hoover Dam. Obama hasn't built a dam or a bridge or a tunnel. Instead, he's destroyed NASA. He's destroyed the military. He's shut down our space program. He's wrecking our military as fast as he can. He's destroying our borders, language, and culture. In my book, Trickle Up Poverty, I called him Obama the Destroyer. Like a child who's so clever, he can take apart a watch, but he doesn't know how to put it back together again. Now you've just heard All Things Considered on the Savage Nation. Yep. Well, it's summertime. Most people, normal people don't even know what I'm talking about. You go to the mall, they got the shorts on. They're licking the cone. The cattle are walking around shopping. Mmm. You walk past Abercrombie and Fitch, you can die. You need a gas mask. There's a mall I go to. I have to divert. I walk down it like a bad La Strada. Like, naturally, I'm a European kind of personality. I love La Strada, the street. I like to walk in the street and see things. But I'm in the suburbs a lot, so I go to an outdoor mall, which I like a lot. And you see the liquors, the shorts. And it's okay. It's people anyway, the children, the parents. I like to see the Ritalin children, how they're behaving generation to generation. But there's one store, my eyes go blind. They singe from the bad chemical they puff out into the mall, Abercrombie and Fitch. America's like a mall, as I said to you, that is about to become filled with criminals, cutthroats, pickpockets, outright thieves. But the liberals will say it's wonderful because it's international.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Star Trek 560 KSFO.
Vallejo police have identified a suspect in the murder of a man killed in February. Investigators believe William Cordoba shot and killed Jimmy Richardson on a Vallejo street on February 4th. He is still being sought and is described as armed and dangerous. Oakland kicked off a literacy campaign today aimed at getting more of the city's school children to read at grade level. Oakland Reads 2020 is a seven-year initiative meant to bump up the number of third graders reading at grade level from 42% to 85% by the year 2020. Taking a look at the roadways, have a crash. Eastbound 580 right around the toll plaza as you come off the Richmond Bridge. Looks like it was blocking the left lane. Roadway should be clear now, but traffic is backed up across the span almost from the incline, so expect some major delays. Other than that, have an accident southbound 880 at 101 in San Jose. I'm Dave Fouch, Star Talk 560 KSFO.
I've been doing a fair amount of traveling recently, what with going to Alaska and then to Washington, D.C. Hi, everybody. It's Melanie Morgan, and I can tell you I have slept on a lot of crummy mattresses in the past couple of weeks. I bet you have, too. If you are looking to buy that new mattress and you just haven't done anything, why don't you get up and look for the hottest deal on a new mattress ever? Don't miss Sleep Train's 4th of July sale. Save hundreds on Sleep Train's most popular Posturepedic and Beautyrest mattress sets. Plus, get 36 months interest-free financing with no money down on Serta iComfort and Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America. That's no interest for 3 years if paid in full within 36 months on approved credit with just minimum payments required. Sleep Train is an employee-owned company. They are just in their neighborhood. They're your neighbor. For complete finance information in the store nearest you, call 1-800-378-BEDS. Remember, Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
Where did everybody go?
They saw my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector, and you're toast.
Why's that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want to tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, no, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
Hi, Tom Baudet. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Jeb Bush, the clueless brother of the other Bush, told religious conservatives the following. He said that the future of the U.S. economy depends upon immigrants in part because, quote, they are more fertile and create more businesses than native-born Americans. Oh, man, that's verging on the eugenics in reverse. They're more fertile? Really, Jeb? I mean, who wrote that one for you? You talk about going off script. I mean, when these guys go off script, you tend to see their IQ. This is a real winner here. Tells religious conservatives that immigrants are more fertile and create more businesses than native-born Americans. Met with silence by those attending his speech during the Faith and Freedom Coalition's annual conference. Just shows you where the teleprompter should have come in.
They're more fertile, yes, that we know. Take a look at the welfare rolls. They create more businesses. Now, how does that work, Jeb? The last I checked, one-third of all prisoners were illegal aliens who had committed a felony. What businesses did they create? Well, unless you're confusing. Well, he's lumping. I'm sorry. Since legal and illegal no longer means anything to Jeb Bush and the Republicrats, I suppose prisoner and non-prisoner means nothing. And drug dealer is the same thing as building a legitimate business. I see what you mean. Drug dealing, robbery, rape. These are felonies, but they're no longer felonies, according to Jeb Bush, because to him they're businesses. That's the only thing I can figure out. Former Florida Gov. Jeb Bush is thought to be weighing a bid for the Republican presidential nomination in 2016. God help us all. His remark that immigrants are more fertile and they love families was also met with silence by those attending his speech. Then a spokesmouth for Jeb said that Jeb Bush meant that immigrants, Hispanics in particular, have larger families and more children. I guess then the spokesmouth had to come out and correct what the spokesmouth said about Jeb Bush's stupid remarks and then correct that. Jeb Bush, whose wife is Mexican, also said immigrants are particularly important to help them create more taxpayers to fund the safety net. How does that work? They don't pay any taxes, the illegal aliens. I don't quite follow that one yet. Okay, well, you get how it works. Foreign-born mothers in the U.S. typically have more children than women born in the United States. No kidding. Here, American girls just want to have fun. The National Center for Health Statistics found that the birth rate for foreign-born women was nearly 50% higher. No kidding. You haven't seen what white women are doing in America under the age of 30? They're behaving like gay men. All they want to do is fornicate like minks. Did I insult anybody by saying I didn't mean to insult anyone? I'm just being factual. Before being granted legal status, Bush said immigrants in the U.S. illegally should pay a fine. Yeah, right. Who's going to collect it, Jeb? Learn English. Oh, and you're going to have English police? I love that one. They're all going to learn English. Yeah, I swear on a Boy Scout's honor, they're going to pay a fine, learn English, and they're not going to receive welfare. I swear on my Boy Scout's oath. Now, let's see. What are you going to create? 61 million English police? And what they're going to do? They're going to go into immigrants' home and say... And what they're going to say, please come out here and here's an English test for you. How are they going to do this, Jeb? What do you mean they're going to learn English? Who's going to test them? What are they? Who are they talking to? This is what happens when they live an insular life, like Roman emperors, you know. Bush then said the nation must allow more immigrants to, quote, pursue their dreams in our country with a vengeance to create more opportunities. Well, excuse me? Is that why 30% of them are in prison? Because we racists didn't let them pursue their dreams? Jeb, what is this? I mean, is the next thing going to be amnesty for the prisoners in our... The prisoners' guard unions are going to oppose that. I mean, if Bush and Rubio and the gang of 100 decide to grant amnesty to all the prisoners who are locked up because they committed a felony, I think they're going to come up against the prison and guard unions. That's going to be a tough one for them to overcome. Well, anyway, I'm trying to give you some social studies here on the Savage Nation. It just shows you how mad these politicians are. No one believes a word they say. Hasta la vista, Jeb. It was nice knowing you. I think you ought to open a business and finally make an honest living. No, he actually does make an honest living, I think. I think he's actually in business. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it is. I don't know what he does. But without any disrespect to the powerful, all-powerful, great Bush family, I'm sure he runs an honest business that... Connecticut, Ed, W-L-I-K. Ed is a self-described liberal from Connecticut. I have no idea what he's going to say. Ed, go ahead, please.
Well, this is a very liberal state. I was raised that way. I find myself now not having too many liberal friends. I've been listening to your show, and I'm surprised at how much I'm in agreement with you. I feel betrayed.
Well, that's very nice. That made my day. I feel much better. I can sleep better tonight knowing that one person in Connecticut agrees with me. How could you agree with liberalism when you see what it's doing to this country and your state in particular? Look what liberalism has done to Connecticut.
Well, it wasn't always this way. I mean, I used to work for CONPERT, Public Interest Research Group. I was an activist with Greenpeace.
I used to save trees. I chained myself to trees many, many decades ago. I was an ethnobotanist who saved knowledge of many rainforests. So, yeah, I come from an environmental background. in the truest sense, not just causing trouble, but actually doing something for science.
Yeah. I no longer do anything like that. I found myself at odds with a lot of my...
Well, that's right, because unfortunately, most of the so-called environmental groups have been hijacked by the communist left. They've all latched on to the falsehoods of global warming, and that's their religion. Gaia is their religion. Global warming is their Bible, and they're not interested in the environment. They're interested in pushing. So I have nothing to do with any environmental groups today, nothing whatsoever. I only give money to save elephants and gorillas because I believe, well, actually, you know, now that Obama's going to Africa, maybe I can lobby him to see if he can do something about the poaching of elephants instead of just enjoying himself like a pasha. Maybe that would be nice. Maybe him, and, you see, now there would be something. I've just given Obama something positive. I'm trying not to be negative. The president is spending $100 million to go to Africa, including an aircraft carrier offshore for his medical needs. God forbid he should need them. Airplanes, agents, machine guns, rockets, aircraft carriers, all so he can enjoy a safari like an ancient pasha. But while he's over there, maybe he can stop the poaching of elephants. That would be a good cover story. Attention, spooks and spies from the NSA, DHS, DIA, CIA, LSMFT, listening to the Savage Nation. When you send your report, send this on to the chief, the commander-in-chief. Tell him that when he goes to Africa, if he says he's going to look into the poaching and try to stop it, that could possibly save all of the distemper that is raging in America over his excessive costs for this trip. See, I'm a reasonable guy. I mean, I want to mend fences with those in power. 855-407-2-82 is the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE. You care to join the conversation? You can do that. Without my keen brain and my satire, I'd be dead a long time ago. I would have rolled over a long time ago. You say, well, what good is it? It's futile if you're going to give up. No, the world isn't going to disappear. Rome was once broken in two by the barbarians. Now, did Rome disappear? Well, Rome disappeared as an empire, but there's still a Roman people. There's still Italy, mainly a nation made up of tribes. So we're just being overrun by a number of tribes from Mexico. The Mayans, the descendants of the Aztecs, are now running over America. And instead of our leaders catering to the indigenous people who came illegally and built the country, the corrupt, degenerate politicians... This is the part that amazes me. What do they constitute, 7% of the electorate? And yet the politicians speak as though that's the future of America. You have to cater, what, not to the 93%, but to the 7%? That's unbelievable to me. And by the way, in all of this, where is the black leadership? Where are those fraudsters in the so-called Congressional Black Caucus? Because the people are going to be hurt the worst by this flood of illegal aliens. You guessed it. Are the African-American people who are going to be knocked out of the low-end jobs, if they have any at all, or the ones who want to get out of poverty and want to move into the working class, forget about it. They're not going to be able to do so. It just shows you what these groups are worth. They're nothing. They're guilds to advance their own, to feather their own nests. They don't represent blacks any more than the Hispanic caucus represents the Hispanics, any more than Boehner represents the so-called European tribes who built this nation, if you want to put it in those terms. 855-407-282 is the Savage Nation. Nobody knows the subject as well as I do. I mean, others are doing a fine job. They really are. I'm not trying to diminish anybody else. This is a job for everybody. But there's no. It's futile. It's over. It's futile. You've got the Gang of Eight who should be in prison. They should be arrested immediately. U.S. Marshals should arrest Lindsey Graham, Rubio, Schumer, and the rest of them, and put them in prison for catering to illegal aliens who are here illegally instead of catering to the American people saying no. But you hear what the story is, right? Yes, indeed, the bards would sing and recite. The bards would sing and recite. Who are the bards? Maybe I'm just a bard. Maybe I'm a reborn, reincarnated bard. Maybe if I were living in another time where there were no... Look, Aristotle said man is a political animal. That I understand. But there's a limit to politics, too. There are, you know, there's a bigger world than politics. Everything is political at the end of the day. From food to medicine, it's all political anyway. But at the end of the day, there's something more than politics, and that is the human soul. And the human being needs the artist, the poet, to enliven them, to enliven them. And in the ancient days, even in the primitive days, the ancients had their feasts enlivened by the bards. Much drunkenness, but there was a certain sort of man the bards would sing and recite. Even in those days where there was no writing until they had come into civilization, I'm talking about 2000 BC, the use of recited languages and entertainment did much to make it a beautiful instrument of expression. And that's how language developed. The legendary history crystallized in bardic recitations, epics, sagas, and Vedas, as they were variously called, were given to the people by the bards. And what we have now, although we have a nation allegedly called the United States of America, and allegedly we have a history, and allegedly we have a story, it is being destroyed and decimated by Obama the Destroyer and the international socialists who have one goal, and that is to dissolve the individuality, not only of the nations, but of man himself, and turn us into one mass of protoplasm, all controlled by a few centralized computers, which is why this spying should be punishable by imprisonment. They came out with a lie over the weekend that they were only looking at 300 phone numbers. Can you believe a word? Can you believe the audacity of those liars in the CIA and the NSA to say they were only looking at 300 phone numbers? Yeah, which numbers? Publish them. Tell us which 300 numbers you were looking at, and tell us why you didn't look at the Tsarnoff brothers who conducted the Boston Marathon bombing and how you missed that. I don't believe a word that comes out of anybody in the government, not one of them. They are the new Stasi. They are the Stasi of Eastern Europe that has emerged in America under Obama. Yes, it was nascent prior to Obama, and now it has become full-blown. We have a full-blown Stasi operating around the clock. The only thing left are the black cars to take us off the streets and take us away and throw us into pits or to disappear us altogether into wherever. You want me to really get crazy here like a madman? I won't do it. I'm not going to do it. But we're this close to losing our freedom completely. Did you hear this? No ID in order to vote. Can you believe the Supreme Court would do a thing like that today? Well, that's what we're talking about in the Savage Nation. And I am the son of an immigrant. And I will tell you this nation just committed suicide. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is important. A huge hushed-up conspiracy is about to turn your life upside down in the coming months. The media is not saying a word because it would generate mass hysteria and chaos, but we're exposing the truth in a controversial video on Prepped.com. This video connects the dots on the terrible incidents that happened just when Obama is after the biggest gun control push in decades. This will make even the most tough-minded patriot's blood curl. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know the secret information will survive and thrive. To get the inside scoop, go online to Prepped.com. Watch the video before they force us to take it down. Remember, it's Prepped.com. That's Prepped.com. On the web at Prepped.com. Do it now. On the web at Prepped.com. More than 325,000 people watched the video, and some are now screaming on Facebook that it's the conspiracy of the century. All shocking details exposed only on Prepped.com. Go there now.
For people with Identity Guard identity theft protection, life is good. Really good. That's because they bank and shop on their computers and mobile devices, knowing that Identity Guard is there to help protect them and their kids. It's not that they're being reckless. It's just that they don't have to worry as much about their personal information because Identity Guard's powerful protection is working for them 24 hours a day. Protection so powerful, Identity Guard was recently rated best in prevention. And you can get Identity Guard for less than a dollar a day. Sign up at identityguard.com/dollar. And if you sign up now, Identity Guard will add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Worry less and enjoy life more with top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar. Identity Guard. Life is good.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Savage.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Melanie Morgan here to tell you about tripathon.org, an amazing effort to help our brave troops fighting the war on terror. Please join me in saluting our troops and thanking them for their service by sponsoring a heartfelt care package of cookies, coffee, and other treats. I'm teaming up with the biggest pro-trip celebrities of Hollywood TV and radio to help our troops in the 6th annual Tripathon Care Package. Please visit tripathon.org today to sponsor a care package for our troops on the front lines in Afghanistan. Once again, that's tripathon.org.
1850.
The good news. In Arizona, the people had enough of the Mexicans running over the border with drugs, eating their schools alive like locusts, breaking their hospitals over their knees. So they passed a law requiring evidence of citizenship when they voted. U.S. Supreme Court threw that out today. They said drop dead to Arizona. So this is a proof of citizenship law, which, by the way, is a requirement in every European country. Here's the irony. The liberal EU requires proof of citizenship in order to vote in countries. But here in America, the illegitimate Supreme Court overrode states' rights and said, drop dead, you have no right to look for citizenship. 7-2 now. This was not a split decision. 7-2. So what does this mean to you? It means the country is over for at least 100 years. Now, let me explain why I say it. I'm not given to hyperbole, as you well know. Actually, at the end of the day, I'm quite a rationalist, as you well know, highly educated. And I have to establish my credentials over and over again because many of you don't know who I really am. I know this for a fact. New York was a Democrat stronghold for 100 years. It was run by Tammany Hall out of New York City. It was the most corrupt city in the world. It was worse than any other city in the world on earth. The Democrats ran everything out of a building called Tammany Hall where patronage jobs were given out, etc. And it was a one-party system for 100 years. And it only ended when a Republican named Fiorello LaGuardia, a populist Republican, beloved by all because he was an honest man who didn't steal any money,
became mayor, he cleaned up Tammany Hall, and that was the end of the Tammany Hall control over New York City. But for 100 years, the city was controlled by one party. Now, what does it have to do with today? Well, let me explain how that happened. That happened because New York was being flooded with Eastern European immigrants. Italians, Irish, Jews, Poles, Czechs. They came in the floods by millions. And the demagogues were quick to understand that if they spoke a little Gaelic, or they spoke a little Yiddish, or they threw in an Italian word here, and a little graft there, here's some graft, there's some graft, everywhere some graft, graft, they could control the city forever. And they did, through Tammany Hall. So the Italians, Irish, Jews, and others voted only Democrat. Only Democrat, there was no such thing as a Republican. What's happening now with the Hispanics, primarily those from Mexico, is they're replacing the Eastern European immigrant, and that system of corruption, graft, exploitation of the poor is going to now escalate to a level you cannot understand, not even comprehend, rather. So the question now before the American people is, what do we do? The answer is, you can do nothing, because the Supreme Court ruled. The dunces on the Supreme Court went along with the illegitimate Democrat Socialist Party, which does the bidding of the international corporations who want the cheap labor, who want the cheap votes, who want to manipulate the people, whatever. And so proof of voter citizenship law thrown out by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, I own this topic. Nobody in the media owns this topic more than Michael Savage. Others have, you know, jumped in, as they should. God bless them. It's a big topic. I've been on this topic from the day I started the radio. I went back into my archives. I had my staff look up my archives. I'm meticulous in controlling my archives. We found pieces that I did that are short, a minute here, a minute there. I'm going to play one for you now from 4/23/2001, and that wasn't the first time I talked about immigration. Nobody in radio was touching this subject when I was all over it. Listen to clip one.
You know, there's an interesting trend going on. I know several people have moved out of the West Coast to move east, if you can believe it. They're leaving the West Coast. It's become a third world cesspool in the major cities. It's a third world cesspool. And don't tell me that all immigrants are equal. Don't tell me that, because I know it's a big lie. And when my father came over here, and my grandfather, they didn't throw their furniture out of the window. But now the bums, they get free welfare. So you give them furniture they don't like, they throw it out of the fire escape. And they threaten to sue the social worker. Me, immigrant, you racist, I sue ACLU. That's all. They know it from day one. When your father came over, your grandfather, they had to be clean. They couldn't have been criminals. They had to have a support system. They had to have a job waiting or someone to support them. Not anymore. How are you going to build a Democratic vote base amongst taxpayers? You can't. So what you have to do is import people on welfare. They could become instant voters for Tom Daschle and Al Corleone.
I not only want to stop the flood of immigrants into America, I want to deport the illegal aliens who are here. Why? Because they're illegal, they're criminals, and they don't belong here. 25% to 28% of the immigrants in our prisons are illegal aliens. Now, why should we be taking care of them? Why are we spending hundreds of millions of dollars a year in every state, housing and feeding and clothing and educating and medicating prisoners from other countries when they've committed felonies?
That was from April 23rd, 2001, on The Savage Show. Sounds like my voice hasn't changed at all, has it? Oh, I was the same man, same problem, only it got worse. In fact, it's now over.
Savage.